Could a man handle being pregnant?
No.
Did that first... You have no strength to even get the volume out the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that first one I really had to...
You're just going to mime this episode?
Yeah.
You got to dress like one. Adorable. Is that new?
No.
Do you wear that when you're not pregnant?
No.
Nothing you're wearing currently you wear when you're not pregnant?
No, look how big I am.
I don't know if that's still a style. Like, I wear
some
like a tarp.
Some women can get away with that, but I think they're shorter. I think that my issue is that I'm already so tall. Like, there's no way, like, it just doesn't cover.
So could a man handle being pregnant?
No.
Why not?
I'm currently in like the early stages of labor right now as we are recording this podcast.
You came up to me the other day and you go, what did you call it? You said my snot basket fell out.
We're not going to tell everyone that. That's too much information.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. What was it called? What was it?
We're just going to move on.
Okay.
I'm really today, my...
Why can't a man handle it?
Because I...
Describe, yeah, walk us through it.
This is my current thought obsession for today.
And where this is obviously in the past. This is the last, we're like days away from having a baby. And I got her in the studio doing this.
Yeah.
Well, hey, potty, this is showbiz.
Showbiz must go on.
No, we're a week away. And then you're getting to several weeks not doing this.
We are not a week away.
So you're listening to this. You've seen we have the baby at home and all is well.
Yeah.
God willing. But you... Okay, back to walk us
this
through what's going on
my current
today
of,
with Katie.
My current thought obsession, which I've texted to many other women at this point today, is that it is crazy...
How annoying my husband is.
That women are in like early stages of labor... dilated, maybe not having contractions yet, but like their body is in the early stages of labor and we're supposed to just walk around and do our life like normal. Like women are showing up to work and just doing their normal life and they are in...
And there's just like a hand popping out.
They are in the beginning stages of labor. I mean, it is crazy. Our society is messed up.
What? Y'all can't be doing high quality of work, right? I mean, you're exhausted.
No way.
You're in pain. You're exhausted.
I just like, why did I can't decide if I really want to blame men or all the women before us.
So you don't think a man can show up to work with a little pain, a little fatigue, and get the job done?
No.
Why couldn't a man handle what part of it could we not handle as well?
The whole part. It's mentally a game. It's physically very exhausting. There is an over 8-pound baby in here for sure right now. Taking everything.
Wow.
There's just...
You're welcome.
There's no way. Yeah. Yeah. I blame the big babies on you. I was a nice, cute little 6-pound baby.
I was a 10-pounder.
Yeah. So your fault.
Uh-huh.
But it really, it's just like... Why did they set this up like this?
The men?
Everyone before us.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because what do you think should happen?
I think that...
Like a pre-maternity leave and a post?
I think there should be a labor leave.
Labor leave?
Yeah. I think that's my new...
You can leave work if you're going to labor.
No.
No, no problem.
You go
we already...
To...
Men, we've already done that. We already... Hey, sir... sir, it's crowning. May I leave?
Yeah.
Yes, you may, young lady. We're way ahead of you on that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Happy to.
My new suggested theory is that once you go to the doctor and they say you are dilated, you should be able to begin your labor leave.
Oh, the dilation.
Yeah.
So you have like a written note from the doctor, like she's a couple centimeters. She's free to go.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Any 1 centimeter good? At least 5. At least 5.
5?
At least.
You should be probably in the hospital if you're 5. That's crazy.
Exactly. Not at work. I was born
I
at...
I had a friend...
What about the... I don't know. Back in the day, I was born at like 2 or 3 in the morning. And my dad, he went back to work after lunch.
Yeah. No comment.
Hey, he took the morning off. Thanks, Dad.
I mean, I had a friend who was like 4 centimeters dilated for a couple weeks, and she was showing up.
Couple weeks? We can't take a couple weeks off. I think it eats into your maternity leave, right?
No, absolutely.
So if you get, what's a good maternity leave? 6 weeks?
That's dude, a I'm bad so dumb. Maternity
dude,
leave.
I think it's
oh
so,
my gosh.
Dude, I know. 3 months, standard?
That's usually.
At bare minimum.
Yeah.
It's funny, back in the day, I used to know nothing. I've asked a girl who was like 4 weeks postpartum, I'm like, you back to work yet? They're like, no. Go, I don't know how it works. We had a friend, they just had a baby in the like meal train. It's just funny to think back on. Well, before, let's finish that thought. I'm gonna go on this other tangent here of friends who don't have kids and how it's the cutest thing ever. But what were you gonna say? Maternity leave. You had a friend who was.
Oh yeah, she was just showing up to her job at like a public school. Like she worked there for like over a week, just 4 centimeters. Like her body is like actively like. I mean, I was so nervous for her. I was like. If you, because at that point, like if her water torture breaks, she could have had the baby very quickly.
And if you have the, you said she's a teacher.
Yeah.
And if you have the baby at school, I think it's the government's baby then.
Yeah.
So it's scary.
Pretty risky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely asked someone who, like 4 weeks maternity, I can't wait to, I think back to all the, we were the first in our friend group to have a kid. Mm-hmm. So I think back to what people did and that what, we still have some friends who are just about to have their first, and like one of my favorite things I'm looking forward to when my son turns 5. What one of my best friends, they didn't have kids. We beat them to it. They brought a gift over for like a, here's a gift. Congrats on the newborn. And they brought a 5T shirt over. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, that's the typically fits a 5-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And so it's been in his closet now for 3.5 years. And in a year or two, I cannot wait to put it on him and say, thanks for his newborn gift. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they'll be appalled. Like, how stupid were we? You didn't know yet. You didn't know. We had a friend who just had a meal train for their newborn. They, like our friend who's not a parent yet, just walked right up and rang their doorbell. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think. What else should we talk about?
Roll music.
Yeah, let's just roll music. Roll music. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Oh my gosh, the best part of my day. I mean, the best part of my day is spending time with my kids. I'll be honest. But the next very best part of my day is the literal 30 minutes Kate and I have right now. We're in our bed. Everyone's asleep. And let me tell you what we do. We put on trash reality TV. We get maybe a glass of wine or a nice sparkling water, depending on the night, and our Lola blankets. Cozy town, baby. My kids love these blankets. My parents love these blankets. They're unbelievable. They're a proud sponsor of the pod, and we got a great, great offer for y'all, 40% off. Lola have the most amazing blankets for you and your family and your fur baby. The dogs love them too. Got a Lola pet bed. It's designed with the same signature ultra soft faux fur, but built for your pet. It's incredibly plush, holds its shape. The cover's removable, machine washable. These are like the most luxurious pet beds on the market. Your pet will thank you. Our kid's getting them. I'm not going to lie to you. They're my pet, basically. Lola has over 20,000 five-star reviews. There's a reason it's called the world's number one blanket. And the Lola pet bed is OEKO Tech Standard 100 certified, available in 3 sizes, small, medium, and large. So go now, whatever you need, Lola's got it. For a limited time, our listeners get 40% off select Lola Blankets products with code CORRECTOPINIONS at checkout. Go to lolablankets.com, use code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word, to get 40% off your order. After you purchase, the last we heard about them, support us, tell them we sent you. Lola Blankets, 40% off, lolablankets.com, use code CORRECTOPINIONS. Well, I got the results back of an MRI I did. You guys know I was going to do that, and that really freaks me out, so Katie was going to look at it. And I kept joking. I said, oh, great. 2 days after your third child's born, you're going to learn I'm riddled with tumors, right? Because that's what I think is always happening to me. But I'm healthy, and that peace of mind is priceless. Function Health hooked this up. Thank you, Function Health. Proud sponsor. You can do biomarker tests on 160-plus biomarkers. You can sign up for scans. And now it's summer, so skin health's important, too. People assume skin health is about what you put on it, but my biomarkers actually changed how I think about my skin as well. It was really wild to find out some of my biomarkers actually will, you know, they correlate with my skin health. I had no idea. Functional health is teaching me so much about my body. Guys, health is wealth. We're in the day and age where you can be proactive, find things, prevent things, check the health the way I do, the way Katie does, the way we have our family doing it. Function provides 160 plus lab tests for $1 a day. Member pricing on advanced imaging. Join at functionhealth.com/Trey and use code Trey25 for a $25 credit. Once again, y'all, go to functionhealth.com/Trey and use code Trey25 for a $25 credit. We've just been living outside, though. It's fun. This is my first experience as a dad, like, oh, this is a lot of fun. I'm just outside with the kids. Our son, he can't get enough of it. We're playing in dirt.
The weather's been perfect.
Weather's been perfect. Finally utilizing that basketball goal in our driveway. I'm just out there getting shots up.
You are.
I wonder if people walking by, like, this guy loves to. In my head, I think neighbors are going, this guy, yeah, this guy can shoot it a little bit.
You think people are watching?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Genuinely, as I'm playing, I'm envisioning neighbors going, yo, he's got a background in this.
Oh, wow.
I know. Wow. And I'm still doing, every hooper knows, I'm still doing this where I'm like, 10 seconds, down by one.
That's what you do in your
Put
head?
Put up the shot, yeah. Derek, you know this, right? Oh, yeah. And when you go the 10 seconds at the buzzer, he puts up the shot. And what do you do if you miss it?
I mean, we go back to doing it again. Is that?
Yes. Or what's another classic? Got fouled.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually. Oh, I missed it. Well, it's because I got fouled. Imaginary fouled. So now I'm at the line, down one, two shots. I did that yesterday. My team was down two and I got fouled on a 3-pointer with no time left. So if I make all three, we win the game. No problem. And I went through that scenario probably 8 times and could not get myself to make 3 straight free throws. So I'm a little out of sorts. We had to go to overtime and several of the scenarios. Lost it a couple times.
There's some lane violations you got to reshoot.
Oh, dude. I would do that one as a kid. You miss it. Well, you won't believe it. There's a lane violation.
This is all just happening in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the cheerleader storms the court.
Oh.
Kate, her name's Katie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's not pregnant. She's full of energy.
Wow.
I picked you up easy the other day.
That was actually funny because I think we told the story on the podcast where I said to pick me up from the couch and you were like down in a squat and then you fell over and I was like, that's really embarrassing.
But it was like a honestly, full front squat. It's very.
It's embarrassing for you.
Well, that was a weird.
And so then the other day you're like, I'm going to pick you up. And I was like, oh, great.
It was actually really easy, skinny girl.
Yeah.
It's in hindsight, it's like embarrassing how much I was like.
I mean,
yeah. But it was way easier than I thought.
Wow.
Shout out you. Mm-hmm. Shout out me, getting my squats, doing my workouts.
You know, I was a basketball cheerleader for 1 year. I was a cheerleader for 1 year.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. My 9th grade year. I'm not really like made to be a cheerleader.
What were some of those cheers? Oh. We always had one. Our girls would, you know, guy would beat the free throw line. Come on, shoot it, sink it in. Come on, D'Angelo, make it in. Or whatever it was, they would say the name. And it was funny because a couple, you know, would maybe get later in a game and a bench warmer would get in. And you got to understand, when I was on the team, I was in a boot. I had broken my ankle. So I'm at the end. I couldn't care less. I'm just goofing off with the guy at the end of the bench. So the girl would be like, what's his name? And his name would be, Kelvin. And I'd be like, Mike, it's Mike. And they just shout out Mike. Yeah, we'd die laughing.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Dude,
high school sports were so funny. I'm proud of myself in retrospect. I like goofed off and then I quit. I was like, what's the point of this? And I believe I was right. I go, I'm 16. I'm practicing for 3 hours a day. I feel like that's a bit much. This isn't, no one's getting paid here. No one here is, I'm not about to go make a career of this. So I kind of feel like I just want to hang out with my buddies after school.
Yeah, but it's
and not
kept a lot of kids out of trouble.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then you do stuff like, hey, hit the track. This one kid on the team got in a fight at school. Like, whoops. Now I got to hit the track because of him. Kick him off the team or something. That was big in sports. He messed up, so everyone's punished. You go, oh, come on.
That wasn't really happening on my girls' soccer team.
Oh, yeah. Those.
We were all pretty good. No one was getting into fights.
Yeah. But... You guys were you as close as the team?
Yeah. I mean,
pretty close.
What do
you have any teammates who had a crush on you?
No.
Does soccer have the bow thing that softball has?
The bow thing. I don't think I do.
Enlightener, Derek.
Katie. You wear the bow if you bat for the same team.
Oh, no. The soccer did not have that.
Really?
I didn't know about that at all.
Mm-mm.
We just wore our pre-wrap on our head.
That was it.
Yeah. Oh, that was not a sign for anything.
Katie was wrong on every game. The other team would be so... She's like, wow, such good sportsmanship on the soccer team. Everyone's so nice to me. Wow.
As far as I knew, that was not a sign for anything.
You would pre-wrap headband.
Oh, yeah.
Could you not wear a cuter one? That was just like fun to do.
Well, it got all sweaty, so it was like, it made sense. You wore it, threw it away. I actually noticed when we were at the KC Current game that girls are still rocking the pre-wrap headbands.
Yeah, of course.
It just makes sense.
Looks cool.
Should I just start wearing
those? Why doesn't a girl just rock her hair down?
While playing?
Yeah, just kind of let that be your thing.
Because you would injure yourself. Think about running, you fall, your hair gets in front of your face, you can't see. I mean, that would be a disaster.
Pigtails? You ever do pigtails?
Some braided ones.
Oh, no. Yeah. You were throwing all sorts of weird signs out there. Braided pigtails. Oh, I love... Why don't you bring out the braided pigtails one day?
Oh.
That'd be cute as a grown woman?
I don't... It's... If it has to be done...
Guys right. love a braid. This is what girls don't understand.
Yeah, what is that? Do you agree with that, Derek?
Yeah.
You come out of the bathroom every now and then with this big fancy braid. I go, oh my God, you want a fourth kid already? What are you doing? You're over there doing like origami on your head. It's cute.
That's what you like.
I go, whoa. It's like.
Do you wish I would?
It looks like you've gone out of your way to try to impress me.
That's what you feel about the braid?
Yeah, I don't know how long. This got to take an hour.
I usually just braid it real quick to have wavy hair when I wake up in the morning.
Spray it?
I braid it really quick.
Oh, braid it. Okay. Wow. Oh, that's why girls braid it?
At night, yeah. But not during the day.
That's the purpose of a braid?
Not the purpose.
Oh.
But it works as that.
Yeah, you do the French braid. You love a French braid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can do that. Not all girls can do it.
Oh, really? It's kind of a higher level.
Yeah, it's a higher
level.
That's
what I'm saying. You're doing this fancy stuff for me.
Yeah. Do you want to learn how to do it on Eva's hair one day?
No, absolutely not. What I just explained to you, all the boys love it. All the boys have the hots for it. Yeah, you want to make your daughter do that? No. We're going to buzz her
head.
She's going to look like Britney Spears.
Oh my gosh. I mean, she already looks like Joe Dirt, so
she's a feral little girl. Where she's playing in the dirt, she like found an acorn. You know, I was big on because she likes to eat. And I was like, okay, that's a nut for squirrels, not for little girls. And you could tell she was repeatedly, she's like, acorn squirrel? Acorn no Eva? I go, no. You could tell she's like, are you sure this isn't for Eva? Oh, yeah, don't eat acorns.
I mean, she is.
Throwing dirt around, it's in her hair.
She still has a mullet. The front just like will not grow. And... She doesn't want it.
Katie took scissors to her hair. Like, it's just going to help it look less like a mullet. And now it just looks like we took her to a place and said, make sure it's a mullet.
It looks way less stringy in the back now. I just trimmed a few pieces off the back. But she doesn't want to wear it up. She rips it out. So it's just mullet all the time. And she's outside all day. So it just turns into like a sweaty, dirty mullet every day.
Like chalk in it.
Yeah. She was wiping chalk all over. Yeah. Pretty cute.
Should I get a buzz cut? My whole plan was right before the day I was going to get a buzz cut. I don't know. I was just kind of going to do something fun.
No. You had a buzz cut for when Eva was born, and then you had to wear a beanie in the newborn photos.
Well, I had a hair transplant. But I think when that grew back, I had a buzz for a moment. I was kind of like, wait, that's kind of cool.
Just wait till after newborn photos, please. Thank you.
When are those happening?
Probably like the second or third week of July.
Like 2 or 3 weeks old?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. The whole family?
Yes, that's when we always do it.
Oh, that's when we always do it. I've repressed those experiences. Mm. Same lady in our bedroom?
We're going to do them outside, I think.
Okay. We'll all be in our Will it be fully clothed? Are you going to have your belly out?
What?
Oh, no, you don't do that. Show off the pooch?
Yeah, that is not.
That's beautiful. You should.
Yeah, no.
All bodies are beautiful, and especially that one that gave life. We should show off the pooch.
It is, but I don't want it photographed. Mm-hmm. So.
Show off the Audi.
Yeah, it'll go back in. It will.
Hmm. Let's get to some correct opinions, shall we? What's yours, Katie?
I kind of already said mine. That was my correct opinion. I should have been more clear.
Okay.
My correct opinion is that we should have a labor leave.
Was that really yours?
Yeah.
Are you that serious? Are you?
No, it really was I was going to use as my correct opinion, but I was so fired up about it that it kind of came out really early.
Labor leave.
Yeah.
2 centimeters, you're off.
Yeah.
How long should maternity leave be?
3 months at least.
How long should it be? 3 months.
I mean, at
perfect
minimum.
You're good with 3 months.
I think I am probably not the best person to ask because I don't work at a corporate job where like I have to go back to.
My wife is 22 weeks with Oracle.
Sick.
Okay.
I mean, that's again, believe me, it'd be so hard to hire a female 25 to 35.
You're pretty decent. Yeah. That's the tricky part. You're pretty disincentivized to hire a woman who's about to have a child. It's like, well, she's not going to work half the year.
But it's very good. We appreciate it. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But then I guess you could sue them. Yeah. Like, why don't I get the job? I could tell they thought it was a fertile woman. Yeah.
I mean, there are countries that they have like a whole year off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, yeah, you're just like, I wonder how they.
They don't have sick flyovers, though, at sporting events.
Yeah. So they don't have swig and stuff like that.
How do they?
We have a bunch of sick stuff.
I wonder.
So we freaking work it over here.
How it works.
Innovating.
Like, if I was in a corporate job in another country that has a year off, by the time I went back to work, I would have been pregnant again already. So I would have worked for 9 months and then would have been off again a year. I would have been doing that for the last 4 years.
Yeah, we should have thought this through. We should have got you a job in Germany or something.
Yeah, we should have.
Or in Netherlands.
Yeah.
Where your homeland.
My homeland.
We should have. Oh, dude, you would have fit in so good.
I know.
Hired you. Shoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Missed opportunity there.
Yeah, but your job is being a stay-at-home mom. And do you get 4 months maternity leave?
No.
Yeah, that's kind of the...
I feel like I'm going to get like 2 weeks.
That's the thing people don't talk about. Some are kind of like, let's get this maternity leave. Let's get me back to the office. Because this is a little more relaxing than 3 toddlers. I had this thought being in the... Because I'm like, again, that we're recording this a couple weeks earlier. Sorry, who knows what's happened in the World Cup. But I saw USA is going to have this big game on the day we're inducing. We'll see if we induce that day. I was like, man, the games that night, like, I don't even, could I watch it or what? And then it hit me. I'll be like, we're most likely going to be in a room. You'll be sitting with a newborn. Our 2 children will be being cared for at home. I'm going to be as the least busy I've been in months and months. I'll watch the game with ease. I actually had a thought of like excited of, because simply like, get me out of this room. I'm sleeping on a cot. Can we just go to our home? But I'm going to be like, hey, one more night, please. I'm just laying here. Sure, I'm helping a little bit, but they take care of the baby. They bathe them. You feed them. I'm just living the dream over there.
Oh, wow.
On my cot.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously. How much easier is that going to be for me? And then we'll get home.
Would you? So you don't want me to advocate? Like if we had the baby really early one day, like in the morning or something, you wouldn't want me to advocate that we could all just do like one night.
No, take your time. I want you to recover, babe. Rest up.
Mm-hmm.
Rest up. My correct opinion?
Mm-hmm.
My correct opinion is there's no such thing as lying to your toddler. It's just marketing.
Oh.
Yeah, don't feel bad about this.
Oh.
I tried it the other day. Okay. We have cherries. We love cherries. Cherries are in season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're so yummy. And they've never had this. So what did I already know was coming? I go, here, buddy. He immediately flags it. What's this? He loves grapes. I go, they're sour, yummy red grapes. Now, did this work? No. I don't know how you really underestimate a toddler's,
you know what's crazy,
taste
though?
Buds. He licked it once. He goes, "That's not a grape." I was like, "Come on, man! It's like the same thing." I lied right to his face, to my little boy. Those are grapes. Didn't work, but that's not a lie. That's just a branding. Red sour grapes.
Do you think he's gonna like rebrand some things to you?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's already doing that.
I know.
He's always got a new little phrase of his newest one is, but I changed my mind.
Yeah.
So we're like, dude, you can't say I want mac and cheese. Then we labor and make the whole thing and you go, I don't want it. He goes, I changed my mind. Yeah. And then you're kind of like, well, yeah, there are things in life that's okay to change your mind. But then there's also, you just get their toddler brain. He's like, he goes, I want to go to the backyard. So we get all this stuff together. We go down there. We're playing. He's like, go inside.
Yeah.
You just said, I changed my mind. Very confusing.
Yeah, he's really definitely trying to understand the, like...
He's starting to do, like, well, Eva... But, you know, he really... Like, he hit mommy, so he really laid on... He's old enough, you do not hit mommy. And then he watches Eva kind of, like, playfully whack you. He's like... So he's starting to flag that. So yeah. Eva hits you, and it's okay? And you're like, well, no. I don't know.
Yeah, and he's, like, trying to understand the, like... That, like, we're the authority figures and he's not. Like, there's definitely some kind of, like, he's like, I say, we're going to do this. And he's like, well, I say, we're going to do this. And it's like, well, that's, I'm making the rules here. And he goes, I'm going to make the rules. Like, he's like, doesn't. And I'm like, all right, we're going to have to.
That's not how that works.
Yeah. He, honestly, so he got the nail biting from you. He's a nail biter just like you, and so I never have to trim his fingernails, which means that I, like, sometimes forget to trim his toenails because, like, I'm mostly looking at their hands and be like, oh, they're too long, let me just trim them all. And in the past 2 days, I have three times in the past 2 days had to tell him to get his foot out of his mouth because he's trying to bite his toenails off.
Oh.
It's so gross.
He's crazy how much he bites his nails, but he discovered, he's like, wait, I got 10 more of these.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I said,
but that's what that was. I haven't seen this yet because you were like, you're also very aggressive these days and we don't blame you, but you were like, get your foot out of your mouth. I mean, you were furious, but yeah, he's like, ah.
He was sitting at the table with his foot in his mouth. After he'd put, his feet were like brown from playing outside.
Do your kids eat their boogers, Derek?
No. We kind of had like one where it seemed like it was close and we nipped that in the bud quick. We have not had any booger eaters.
Oh, we've birthed kids that really? It's their favorite food.
I finally, with Eva, I think I got through to her earlier.
What is this?
I said, Eva, do not do that again. I said, you have to wipe it on a napkin. And the next, we had a little talk about it. And the next booger, she said,
she kept proudly showing it and then going, all gone. And your sweet little girl doing that. You're like, we don't do that. It
makes me nauseous.
What is that? What is that about humans where we're like, man, we want to eat those?
Why?
That's, I don't know.
So gross. I can't even. I don't think
it's so weird. We're eating nails and boogers. What is that?
It's so gross.
Weird, right?
I know. I mean, well, I had someone like mention like the whole like eating the placenta thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's just move on from that. You said yours fell out the other day?
My placenta.
Oh, okay. It's a beautiful name, the placenta.
The placenta.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And a couple weeks into baby three, we're doing good. That first 2 weeks, I tell people, you got to get through the first 2 weeks. I was really, this happens to me with each baby. Like when she's 8 months pregnant, I do get very, very stressed, overwhelmed. That happens to all of us for whatever it's, you know, a new job, new kid, you're moving. Back in the day, I was getting burnt out doing social media and I went to therapy and I put it off for so long because I couldn't find, I didn't know where to go, what to do. Rula, proud sponsor of the podcast, is solving this problem. I think we all can look back and say, man, I should have done some therapy. That probably would have been helpful. Tough breakup, whatever, stress from work. Affordable and accessible mental health care shouldn't be out of reach. And it often is. Have you used insurance to cover your physical health? So why wouldn't you do it for mental health? Rula sure does it. They make sure it goes great. If you know, you know. I've used Rula. They're great asset. If you need a good therapist and not breaking the bank, finding a therapist is hard enough, but finding one who actually takes your insurance, too hard, Rula solves that. Rula isn't just affordable, though. The experience is tailored around you. Other online therapy platforms might match you with the first available provider, but Rula considers your goals. Go to Rula.com/correctopinions. Get started today. I love Rula. You'll love it, too. Rula.com/correctopinions for quality therapy that's covered by insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Rula.com/correctopinions. That's Rula.com/correctopinions. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. This episode is also sponsored by Row. A lot of people are on the GLPs, right? We all have friends and family doing them. Props to them. I have a buddy. So it's like 70 pounds. But, you know, it took him a while because he thought it cost a fortune. This isn't true. Shout out because of Row, the sponsor. GLP-1s have been known for their results, right? But also for their sky-high price tags. That reputation alone can make treatment feel out of reach. Row is changing that by helping eligible patients access FDA-approved GLP-1 options at the lowest cost available to them. You guys, if anyone you know or you want to get started, Row's a great place to start because it's the lowest cost way to access FDA-approved GLP-1 treatment, whether covered or paying cash. Row wants to help people lose weight. That's why they have lowest cost options out there. If you decide to move forward, Row can help you understand if GLP-1s are right for you and your goals. But that's just the beginning. Join the over 1.5 million people who've trusted Row on their weight loss journey. Go to row.co/correctopinions to see if you qualify. That is row.co/correctopinions to get started on Row. I have a buddy who used it, said it worked great. You guys will love it. Go to row.co/safety for box warning and full safety information about GLP-1 medications. Okay, let's get some submissions from the recties. We always want to hear from you guys. TreyKeener.com/correctopinions. You can be anonymous, not anonymous, questions, advice, stories, whatever. We're going to hear from y'all. Someone wrote in, huge fan of the pod. You guys were talking about being out with a sibling and being mistaken for being a couple. Mm. I'll share my story. I was out of town visiting my brother. We decided to go shopping together in the middle of the day to get our dad something for Father's Day. We were checking out at the store, and the lady asked if we had a rewards phone number she could input. I immediately said no, but my brother piped up with, "You could try my wife's number. It's..." And then the number worked. My brother walked away to go put something back that we decided not to get. And the woman started questioning me like, "So you're not the wife?" And I just laughed and said, "Oh, no, he's my brother." And after that, we left the store. I told him how the checkout lady was concerned he was cheating on his wife.
That's funny. It's amazing. That she, like, you're not the wife? Into it.
So you're the mistress. You yeah. Go, whoa, yo. The sister. I never thought of that, dude. That you gotta be... For real, like, if I'm hanging my sister somewhere and someone, like, spots me, I feel like they'd be nervous. They'd be like, "Oh, I'm a big fan of Trey. Wait, that's not that giant blonde girl."
Yeah, we do look pretty different, so we would mm-hmm. not.
Yeah, just I guess if anyone spread the word, my sister looks our age. She's my age too. My sister, not my wife.
Yeah, because you guys don't look enough alike to be like they're definitely siblings. You don't.
Do you look like any of your siblings? You look like one or two of them.
Yeah. I think it'd be pretty obvious.
Our kids. Oh, do you think the third, our oldest two, they're starting to look different enough now. We used to get like, "Are they twins?" A lot of parents know this. If you have like a year apart kid, people be like, "Are they twins?" And one's like a foot taller than the other. You're like,
"Yeah.
What planet are you from?"
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got? Someone wrote in. Marriage advice question here. This may be a topic more for Patreon, LOL. Oh, let's see how juicy this is.
Okay.
Because on Patreon, we talk about some juicy stuff. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Come join the Super Recties. My husband and I have been married for a year and a half, so not super long, but long enough to have settled out of the honeymoon phase. Okay. She's announcing that.
Yeah.
What should I expect in terms of the phases and changes in our... quote, intimacy as we get more settled? Obviously, in the beginning, everything is new, exciting. But lately, it seems like my husband is fine with, you know, we feel like we're fine with this being less often. So what's the deal? Is he less attracted to me now? Is this normal marriage stuff? We don't have children yet. And the only married one in my friend group and the oldest of my sisters, so I have no one to ask what is normal. But society and media tell me guys should always be wanting this or that. What do you guys think? I need some help. Tell him, Katie.
Well, what do you have to say first?
No, you tell him. She's gonna, you know, like how once at some point, just make her feel better, you know. Because we like, I'm lucky if I get a handshake, you know, like, and that's normal, that's beautiful, that's fine. And you guys love each other all, it's life. You guys still love each other so much.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're lucky to get a handshake right now because I'm like pregnant. Mm. So, I don't.
But even for real talk, I mean, you're married for a year or two. I mean, yeah, it's not. That whole, I'll just put it this is a family friendly podcast. Okay. You've heard that, we've all heard the famous phrase. It was like, if you put a penny in, you know what I'm talking about, Derek?
No,
you've heard this? You guys don't?
I don't think I know this either.
And they're like, if you put a penny in a jar for every time the first year of marriage, for the rest of your marriage, you'll, and then if you take one out the rest of the days of your marriage, you'll have pennies left.
I have never.
You've never heard that? Before. Have you heard that, Derek? Am I making that up?
I thought it was like you get the wife gets to spend whatever money was put into the jar, but
what do you think the saying was?
That the wife got to spend whatever money was in the jar at the end of the year or something.
That feels.
No, I'm pretty confident in that. I feel like I've heard that. I think people are going to back me up in the comments.
That is very sad.
Is it?
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, that's probably a.
That's an
expression. No, that's a huge exaggeration, but I swear that's an expression, and that's not accurate, but it's trending towards the correct messaging.
Wow. I can't believe I've never heard that before. Is that like a Christian saying?
It's in Colossians, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Right after love is patient, love is kind. That's in Corinthians.
That's Corinthians. Nice. She knows Tome, dude. She knows Bible.
It actually came Bible to girl. Me.
Okay, we got send us more submissions. We'll get to them next time. I want to go to a couple of these clips here before we wrap up. Hit me with this one here. This girl, the second one, crowd work. This is great. This is a female comedian. She's joking around with like, what in the world do I get a guy? What gift do I get a dude? Because this is so,
Hard.
I just went through Father's Day, my dad, or like what you get me. It's the worst. Getting a guy a gift is the worst.
Yeah, what I tell them what I got you for Father's Day. What did you think about that when you opened it?
It was fun. It was sweet. I mean, it's kind of like a piece of junk, but it could. It would be. I think there's going to be a couple times this summer really fun to use. And I thought it was really sweet and thoughtful. It was a cool. You put it in the freezer and you attach it to a drink. And then so you pour it through the frozen thing, it like instantly cools the drink.
Yeah. So they're kind of like,
fun. If you got like a warm
rosé or white wine.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Or, and you're like,
it's specifically for wine.
It's also for liquor. It's wine or liquor. You can, but I feel like you'd most.
When I get home from the hospital, I'm just like, I just need a shot of ice cold whiskey.
Yeah. If that's what.
No, for the wine, it just kind of, it actually is really cool. Oh my God. I just remembered we're going to share up wine.
Wow.
Is it, I've always, this is what's so funny about being naive about childbirth too. I remember when we were gearing up for Thomas, the firstborn, because you hear about this sometimes. We're like, Katie, you want me to like pack, like I could get like your favorite wine or like really nice wine to pack in the bag, you know? So like right after he's out and you can have wine, we could pour you wine. And you're just like, it's like not on my mind, right? You kind of have to be a bit of an alcoholic. You see some of these women, they're like, they're like nursing the baby with a margarita. You're like, how bad did you want this? Like,
there's this like nothing in me. Like your body's so depleted. You're so tired. I don't want to like add to that.
Well, exactly. Think of when you're like sick and you have a headache and your stomach hurts. You're not like, pour me a cocktail. You're like, I would like water.
And I've actually talked to this with my friend too. The whole like thing of like, people used to always be like, the first meal after you give birth, it's amazing. Like, it's so good. I'm like, I feel like. I'm just like trying to put something in my body. I'm like, it's not like I have a baby. And I'm finally.
Pour me a glass.
Like, you guys got sushi for me for Thomas. It was like, finally sushi. And I just remember being like, I guess they've been really sweet, but I just don't care at
all. Well, you did. I was fired up. Like, yeah. What do you want? Like, you haven't been able to have sushi, right? And I think you said yes, kind of like maybe. And then my sweet Oklahoma parents went to get the sushi, and I had to walk them through, like, it's going to be okay. You know, it's a Japanese restaurant, and they have foods you haven't had before. It's going to be okay. And then I go, but on the menu, there's like fried chicken. Sure, maybe it's got an Asian thing to it, but I think you'll like it. And then they walked in with our sushi and also like a bag of Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
They go, we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. I go, oh.
That was really funny.
They just walked with a crock pot. It's more comfortable for us. But I am, when you get settled, very excited to have all the things you missed once you finally miss them.
Yeah.
So your sushi and your wine, and I got that really nice bottle of wine that says "For Katie in July" on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That I'll remind people. It came in the mail, and you were just like, "What's this?"
I didn't know you had made it for me. I thought like someone sent it, and I was
you
like,
were excited. It's
yeah. Just confused.
But all that to prep this clip here for what do you get a guy?
Okay.
Get my boyfriend a birthday present. Is anyone here straight? Any straight guys? Yeah, okay. Yeah. What do you want for a present?
There's only one thing, one surefire thing you can get
Whoa.
For a birthday.
Whoa. Man, did I ask the right guy?
And a straight guy. It's a sword.
Oh. What?
The amount of confidence you had. That was like someone who came up to the Olympics about to be like and then said sword? You had that much certainty that my boyfriend, I'm like a hot girl, my boyfriend's probably hot too. You think for sure sword. You think, as a woman, I should get my boyfriend a weapon for his birthday. Okay, straight men only, clap if you would like to receive a sword as a present. And clap if you would be a little thrown if you got a sword as a present as a straight guy. Did every guy know? How did you figure this out about the swords? I guess that's the question. Because you seem to have it, like, pretty close at hand.
I asked a group of straight guys at a boys' brunch.
Straight boys' brunch.
Yeah.
Respect. It's not far off. A weapon or like just food. Like my dad for Father's Day, I got him pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. And then his birthday, I got him cheese. Mm-hmm. So I think he really respects that. I go, what's something that's not junk? Like you just categorically, you can't just be annoyed at this or throw it away. It's
right.
Literally food.
Food, yeah.
I think that's where I'm at too. It's like food or beverage where it's just practical. And yeah, I'm going to enjoy consuming this. Works for me. Or a weapon. And I think that's what maybe the next time around, I keep that in mind. I get my dad a cool like bullets, ammunition for a gun. He'd be like sick.
You think so?
Yeah, I haven't shot a gun. I've shot a gun only a few times in my life. I feel like I'm due for another time. Oh. I have to go with your brother sometime. They're big gun guys.
Yeah.
I just go out and shoot them. I could.
I think you could.
I could, dude. Oh, dude, I could. I've got I've got a foundation because I was addicted to my BB gun. I think that's what it is. Mm. I should go out there for those army men. Bing, bing. Squirrels, dude, squirrels. Watch them dance.
But do you want a sword?
Shot a bird once, never again. Killed it. My dad said, "Don't shoot birds, son, because it'll kill a bird." My dad, he was right. And for night after night, I laid awake. I can't believe I did that. I'm a killer. Really? I did. I was mortified.
How old were you?
10 or 11.
Wow.
I remember my dad. Because my dog sniffed out the dead bird, and my dad, you know, well, let's get. We got. I remember. Got a shovel.
Did you bury it?
And I was like, "What do you think happened to it, Dad?"
Oh, you lied?
I never lie. I just, we don't know what. He's like, yeah, no. Sometimes animals die. Who knows? I was like, yeah, who knows? Wow. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe you're just raising the next Ted Bundy.
Oh, my gosh.
That is what you hear, though, with these crazy killers. Like, well, when they were 10, they liked to kill animals.
There's like a lot
I guess there's different. I was, it was nice. In a way, it was a relief. I go, okay, this made me very sad. I wasn't like.
Yeah.
Let's get some more.
Yeah.
Let's get some more of that. I remember one time I shot a, because my dad was like, you could, sure, you could shoot a squirrel. That's not going to kill a squirrel. And I shot one squirrel and it like spazzed and danced around. I was like, I'm never doing that again. So that's nice to, so that just is, so you know.
I wasn't concerned at all, but I'm glad to
I think
know.
It's a big part of me too, the hunting. I go, I don't really, I love eating the animals. I don't know if I need to murder the animal.
Have you ever been hunting?
Just blow a deer's head off. Like, I don't need to do that.
Have you ever been
hunting? Never been hunting, and I never will. It sound, I don't know if I never will. It does not sound fun at all to me. Because the real way to do it is way too boring. You got to like sit it out, stalk. And then the fake way to do it, where they're like, we've created this like bird trap. And then they 100 fly in the air and it's kind of impossible to miss. Like, well, that's cheating. That's no fun.
Yeah, there's no way you could sit still enough in like a
it's like when someone's
deer
like,
stand.
Yes. It's like there's when someone's no like, way. Let's go fishing in this pond. I've had it stocked with 10,000 fish. I go, well, that's not, that's cheating. Yeah. Why is that fun? Fishing.
You have thrown out fishing a couple of times here throughout our relationship.
Because I think it'd be cool to catch it, clean it, cook it, eat it. You do the whole thing. That's kind of fun.
Which is like an easier process than like killing a deer and
dressing
cleaning
a
it
deer.
And like, yeah.
I don't need to do that.
Yeah, you're not from the South, are you?
I am. I'm from Oklahoma.
No, that's not the real South.
Yeah, we freaking caught crappie. Yeah. And skinned them and ate them. Deep fried them.
I don't think I've ever eaten crappie before.
Well, I'll take you to a place you've never been, girl. Stay with me.
I'm good.
Deep fried crappie on me.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm not even a catfish girl. I don't... Eating the bottom feeders, it's gross.
Oh, yeah, I had no idea. Growing up, I was like, catfish is a delicacy. Then someone threw out, like, they're kind of like the raccoons of the lake. And you're like,
ew.
It's really ruined it for me, which is a shame. And then I just never put it together. Like, yum. And go look at the water, my lake. We got the fish in it.
Oh,
it's horrifying.
It's super gross.
It is kind of lake. It's got to be a nice lake to eat the fish out of a lake.
Yeah, it's got to be a clear, clean. You were eating fish out of Lake Eufaula.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the dirtiest, brownest water you can imagine.
Oh. You're still alive. Good.
Yeah, I was raised a country boy.
Yeah, I don't think that's how you were. You were not a country boy, but.
No, I remember my papa skinning the fish, and I was like, does this hurt the fish? No, I was not about it.
You didn't.
I don't like that. Oh, I could remember it. Just massacring these fish. Cleaning them.
Wow.
Anyway. Yeah, what do you get a guy to give? A great idea for a man. A weapon to clean fish. Any kind of thing that, could harm something. Weapons or meat. Weapons or meat. If you're with a guy.
If you're curious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. What else? Let me see this net. What else? I think I had one more here that I really wanted to talk about. Let's do that first one. This is a funny thing, like ruthless toddler stories. I don't know if you have any, Katie, that you can add to this. Check this out. Ruthless toddler stories.
My toddler got annoyed at me, then acted sleepy. I asked if she was tired. She said, yes, I'm tired of you. I said, I'm calling your daddy. She said, I'd call your stew, but you don't have one. I told mine, I don't need your attitude right now. She said, let me know when you need it. Rip. My mom's dog passed away. I told my niece grandma was sad because her dog passed away and we were going to go see her to make her happy. She said word for word she'd be happier to see her dog. I told mine, shh, I was overstimulated. She stepped back with boots are made for walking, mouths are made for talking. My husband was disciplining our 3-year-old yesterday, and at the end of his little lecture to her, she goes, okay, big guy.
Oh my gosh.
I was being short with my daughter. I apologized and said I was really overwhelmed. She said, womp womp. I told my son, please clean up your toys. I'm sick of looking at him. He said, then close your eyes.
Oh.
That's real. I could see Thomas saying that. Yeah. Just matter of fact, well, then close your eyes. Oh, yeah. Dude, I'll tell you, or like the juice box story of those kids. I've been told, why are your eyes purple? This last one, I got told, they're like, oh my God, how many wrinkles are on your face?
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God. And then the other one was like, oh my gosh, he does. And they started dying laughing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like,
gnarly.
Wow.
Well, they were getting there. That was funny the other day. They're big on like, yeah, when I'm big like you. And then both kids were going, mommy's big. Mommy's so big. They were doing that.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
I asked Thomas if he remembered what it was like when I didn't have a big belly. And he was like, yeah, I think so.
Didn't he say something like, I want it to go back to normal?
Yeah, he did one day. He was just like, can you make your belly flat like mine again?
Dang.
One day. But those are pretty funny. Kids are creative. They have their little brains. They're working.
I was talking the other day too. We got a little, our little gym. It keeps evolving. Mm-hmm. I've gotten the full like rack, and about a month ago, I've used it 3 times. Gosh. But we'll get in a better groove. Mm-hmm. You're gonna work out with me?
Yeah. At some point.
Are we gonna do? Let's announce it here. Keep you accountable. You're doing High Rocks with me next year?
Next summer?
Mm-hmm. We're gonna do the cute couples one.
Yeah, what is that? We like
oh, it's very easy.
It's like a split.
You just do like
half of it?
Well, I guess 75% of it, because you do all the runs together. And then the 8 activities, you like split them.
Like, do you split each activity, or is it like you do an activity, I do an activity?
No, you show up, we gotta do the lunges. So I think technically it'd be like, all right, I'm just going to do all lunges. You just walk next to me.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
Yeah, you could do that if you wanted. Split
so like,
it up.
For like the sled We'd be strategic. Push, like you could do the sled push.
Yeah, you got to get some, because a couple years ago you had once said, I want to get to the point where I can do one full legit pull up. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited for you. And then you're like, ew, I'm going to be like, I'm going to look all jacked if I do that. So you got to get over that. We got to hit some upper body. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, you might literally not be able to push or pull the sled a ton.
How much is the sled?
I don't even remember, but it's, well, I think for that it's gotta be a little lighter than what I did. I would think maybe not. Dude, I don't know. For the gender mixed one, surely the weight's less. You could literally not do the one I did. But then you are gonna be so much better at the lower, like the squats. Oh, you're gonna crush that.
Yeah.
My little twig legs. Yeah. We struggled.
Hopefully by then that won't be the case. You'll have fixed that issue.
All right.
But
I'm going to get bigger thighs. You're going to get bigger arms. And we're just going to be a power couple.
My arms always get a lot stronger when, after having a baby, like around that 8-9 month, when you're like still having to hold the baby all the time because they can't walk or anything, but they're getting pretty heavy. I've noticed, I feel like I'm, so that'll help.
Nice.
And it goes away.
Okay, let's do this one last clip here. I found this. This is a teacher. He said he's reviewing hilarious stuff his third grader said. It was just look forward to what we have in store in the coming years.
Come in the room. Welcome to the things that my third graders have told me this week. Okay. Number one, do boys wear panties? Number two, if Mr. Holmes was white, he would look just like Michael Jackson.
Oh, if he was white.
Number three, one day we were at lunch and I noticed that one of my students, she wasn't, you know, eating anything off of her tray. So I questioned her about this and she said, my uncle stays with us and he eats a lot. I don't want to be big and nasty like him.
Big and nasty. Yeah.
Number four. So I usually pack a lunch every day, but for some reason, as soon as I walk into the building, I just have to go ahead and put my things into the microwave because I'm just so hungry like that. Maybe I'm big and nasty. Maybe she was talking about me. Anyway, but one student said, you need to stop eating so much. You're starting to look like my little boo boo. Number five. My grandma's breath smells like pennies.
That's a good description, actually. Yeah, I think that's...
Number six. How are babies made?
Oh, gosh.
Mm. Number seven. Did you buy your hair from Temu?
dude. 8-year-old disses her.
Yeah. Happy Friday, one more week of school.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Did you buy your hair from Temu?
That was a good roast. My grandma's breast smelled like pennies. That's amazing.
That is pretty good. That like metally, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it. What's grandma up to? What's she eating? What's she snacking on? It's not good. Yeah. Her hearing aid batteries are dissolving into a different part of her head there. That's great. So send us, submissions, everything. Links to funny videos, trachea.com/correctopinions. As we wrap up the final episode before Katie in real life has a child. Mm-hmm. What do you think? If you could talk to Katie today, July 15th, what would you say? What would you say to... Because you listen to every episode, people don't know that, but you listen back to all these. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of free time.
Yeah.
What would you say to present day Katie, July 15th? What would you say to her? What do you think she's doing right now?
She's
struggling to keep her hands off of her hubby?
Yeah, that's it. I would say just go for it. You don't need to wait 6 weeks.
Don't laugh that hard at that. What are you going to do after this?
Huh?
You can barely keep your eyes open. Not good. Yeah, you're not doing good.
Do I look good?
More dilated than your eyes are open.
That is true. That is true, yeah.
10 centimeters is old. Tell me, a foot's 30 centimeters.
I don't know. You're asking me that? I don't know.
10 centimeters, pretty big. Not that big. Smaller than a baby's head, it feels like.
It does seem like that. Yep, because it is.
What would you tell her right now? What do you hope she's doing?
I hope that she is taking a nap. That's what I hope she's doing.
No, the naps are done. The naps are done.
The naps are only beginning. I hope she got... I hope she got some sleep last night, and I hope
stop yourself.
I hope that she is sitting on the couch enjoying her older children while her newborn is sleeping in her arms.
Lovely. Well, pray for Katie, both past and present.
Yep.
And I will as well. Thank you guys for being understanding.
Yes.
We're going to be back soon with all sorts of stories. We're getting this case.
According to Trey, on labor I'm leave just now. Be a bundle of energy when we
I
return.
Really do believe that.
So.
A night and day difference to right now.
Just
watch. Wait. Yep. Just wait. Okay. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm. The 5 stars. Share it with a friend. Thanks for the love. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for Rectus. Peace.
Correct opinions.